More negotiations on the debt limit while political rhetoric steps up a notch.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said today there probably won't be any real budget solution until Barack Obama leaves the White House. McConnell said that on the Senate floor this morning. Meanwhile, the president and congressional Republicans continue their talks today to raise the nation's debt limit. If it doesn't happen by August 2nd, the U.S. Treasury says the country will default. Republican Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito represents the 2nd District of West Virginia. She also serves on the House Financial Services Committee, and she's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I know the debt talks are hung up on questions of tax increases and entitlement cuts. How would you vote on a plan that would include some sort of tax revenue increase?
We have a spending problem in Washington. We don't have a revenue problem. And I think in order for us to get good, solid reform, we really need to look at the spending issues first. So raising the debt ceiling with a tax increase is a non-starter for me.
What about those who argue that defaulting on the debt is much worse than worrying about tax increases?
I don't believe we're going to, under any circumstances, default on our debt. I mean, I just came from a very detailed discussion on this. This is a negotiation that we're going through right now, and I think at the end of the day, you'll see us fulfill our commitments, but also with some very significant spending reform and savings.
We hear from a lot of economists that there has to be some sort of revenue raising somehow. Do you dispute that?
Well, I think, you know, if you go back and look at the Ryan budget.
This is Congressman Paul Ryan's bill from the House.
That's correct. It was eliminating tax loopholes. It was looking at tax fairness issues. Tax fairness and tax reform is believed to be, and I believe it to be, a way to raise revenues that makes it more equitable in the tax code. We would be willing to go that direction.
Obviously, the housing market in this country is still pretty bad off, and we got this really lackluster jobs report last week. How do we get the recovery back on track, do you think?
In a lot of ways, we need certainty. The job creators, big and small, need to know what their tax structure is going to be. They need to know what their health care is going to cost. They need to know that the regulatory regime is not going to stand in the way of the ability to create jobs. You know, there's always going to be questions, but there's too many questions right now.
Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito, Republican from West Virginia, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
From the federal budget to the state budget now, 12 days into a government shutdown in Minnesota, and there's no sign of a deal to fix that state's budget. 22,000 workers there are out of work now, but the Minnesota government cannot shut down forever. So what's the tipping point? Here's Marketplace's Jeff Horwich.
The Democratic governor and Republican legislature look as far apart as ever on whether taxes should help fix a $5 billion deficit. Meanwhile, it's not like life stands still for most Minnesotans. Critical functions like highway patrol, health services, and even the zoo are still open. But political scientist Steve Smith says the inconveniences are mounting, like trouble getting a building inspection or a driver's license.
All of which is survivable for a couple of weeks, but much of which creates really impossible difficulties for people after a month or so.
In the private sector, the shutdown is steadily taking a toll on road construction firms and nonprofits, almost anyone who gets state money. Michael Kuchta chairs a group that runs computer classes for immigrants.
At this point, it looks like we're losing about $24,000 a month. We believe we have enough cash to get us through July.
If public pressure doesn't tip things by then, look to the end of summer. The state fair and back to school ought to focus voter anger. In St. Paul, I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are off right now. The Dow off about 0.2%, 21 points at 12,484. The U.S. trade deficit shot up in May to the highest level since late 2008, mostly because of higher price of oil imports. The Labor Department said today the number of job postings stayed the same between April and May, meaning there won't be very many job hirings through the summer.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day. On the web at Manta.com. and by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
In Italy, the cost to borrow shot up today, and stocks have been way down, thanks to the threat of a debt default in that country. Italy is one of the largest economies in Europe. John Weiss is an economist with the European School of Economics. He's with us now from Rome. Hi, John.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We've obviously been hearing a lot about Greece and Portugal and Spain and all these other countries. How did Italy become the issue now?
For a while, Italians used to think that they were out of the woods in terms of the crisis. They got assurances from the government in terms that they were not going to be facing a like situation that we are seeing in Greece. But right now, this has been changing the last couple of days as a result of the tumble that the market took and as a result of the extreme or some of the measures that the government has proposed.
We've heard a lot about too big to fail. Could Italy be too big to save? It's the third largest economy in the Eurozone, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the other thing that the Italians feel, that maybe since they are one of the largest countries, failure of Italy would mean the failure of the whole European monetary system. But the main concern is not so much that Italy would get out, but how would Italy face a situation whereby the interest rates would go up and the gap between the Italian bonds and the German bonds would get wider? To what extent can Italy endure it?
John Weiss, an economist at the European School of Economics in Rome. John, thank you.
Okay, appreciate your call.
And finally, the Czech car company Skoda is out with a new campaign, asking people to test drive one of their cars and at the same time trying to find a soulmate. It's launched a website which asks users to enter social network information, their likes and their dislikes. Then Skoda matches people and invites the pair to go on a test drive together. Maybe the two people will fall in love, buy a Skoda, and ride off into the sunset. Or maybe they'll have nothing in common, fight over the control system, the climate control system, and then buy a Peugeot instead. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If the economic future of a country is only as strong as the spirit of its entrepreneurs, then China is going to do just fine.
In the future, all women who buy the things in the internet will be our customer.
You're sure of that?
I'm sure of
it. I'm Kai Rizdal. Sky's the limit, a metaphor for the times. Our China series, The 5-Year Plan, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.